You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Tracy Ross and by phone with Shane Gregory, the gallery director for Ice House Gallery in Mayfield.
Shane, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the exciting exhibit you've got going on at the Ice House Gallery. Now it's called Breathe New Life, Art Made from Recycled and Repurposed Materials. It's going to be up through July 26th. I guess my first question is, why do an exhibit based around recycled and repurposed materials now?
Well, we like to have a theme for our summer shows, and about a year or so ago, I was talking with Terry Goatley, who's one of the artists in our show, about doing a show of his work, and he works exclusively with recycled materials, mostly metal, and he had suggested turning it into a group show. If I remember correctly, he suggested turning it into a group show and making it about recycled art. And he knew Sean Brown, who was another artist in the show, and that he had worked in those materials too. So I had never met Sean before, but I got online and was looking at his work. And Ron Moyers, who is pretty active here in our art guild, I knew he's predominantly a painter, but I knew that he had made some objects too. So it all really worked out, and all three of them are really interested in the idea of you know, keeping things out of the landfill and making something out of something else.
I've seen examples from each of these three artists that are on display at the gallery. They're very different types of artists. Can we go through each of them and tell me about their work, and start with Sean Brown of Murray?
Sure. Sean, he actually probably does more painting than anything else. But what we've got on display here, we have some of his paintings, but we also have some of the sculptures that he makes from metal, from machine parts. And, I'm not really sure what all the parts come from, but I know he takes these parts and he makes them into tables or just sculptures. And then the paintings that he has in here are painted on like old shelves or broken skateboards. So he's utilizing recycled materials with those also.
And it looks like he's doing a subset with rock album covers. From the picture, it almost looks like he's doing an etching on metal of some of these covers.
Well, they're painted on the metal, and he likes to use a lot of the pop art or pop culture images, you know, things from TV shows and movies, and you have that kind of going on in Ron Moyer's stuff too, though not necessarily in this particular show. Ron's paintings do tend to do that, but his sculptures are more along the lines of, they remind me more like of props from movies. You've got a lot of things that look real steampunk, like he could go to a comic book convention or something and wear, and he's got an outfit that he wore to our opening last week that was real fun.
He's got one. It's a takeoff on SpongeBob SquarePants, but it's called a SpongeBob Steampunk. It looks really It looks really cool. You can tell who he's referencing, but he pulls it off in a completely unique way.
Right. Right, and then with Terry Goatley, his is a different altogether, and he works exclusively with metal and recycled materials, and you know he's into motorcycles, and I know he comes up here a lot of time on his Harley, and so he's got all these old motorcycle parts, and he's welds the stuff together, and he has a sculpture in here that's he made a knight like a suit of armor type of thing out of old car parts and tractors and chains, and the thing is crazy heavy. It weighs probably 450 pounds.
The picture makes it look life-size, or maybe even a little larger
than
life-size.
It's a little bit larger than life-size, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. And most of his seem to have some real weight to them, both literally and figuratively.
They do. And he makes his stuff, too. Like, it looks good in a gallery, but, you know, it's also, you could put it in your garden. And I know he has a stingray in here that he said he made for a pond. And so he has that crossover going on, too. And I know he sells his stuff at garden shows, too.
I know that nationally there are several artists that are currently making art from recycled and repurposed materials. Is this something you were kind of tuned into and decided that now would be the time to bring this to the gallery?
Well, like I said, I'd had that conversation with Terry, and it seemed to be more his idea, and I had toyed with the idea before, but I wasn't sure I could round up enough local artists who were working that way, and thankfully he knew Sean, and recently Ron had been making these 3D objects, so it just kind of all worked out.
What else is going on at the gallery this summer?
Well, let's see, we'll be sort of the base for the Bike Around Mayfield, which is a Kiwanis Club event where they do a bicycle run in the town. That's on July 4th. We've got our Gourd Art exhibit coming up in late summer, in September. And then we've got some classes going on for kids on Thursdays, and that's pretty much it.
It looks like you've got a lot of classes for children, painting, drawing, ceramics, collage. If someone wanted to find out more information about this full schedule, what's the web address?
It's icehousearts.org.
And if anybody wants to stop by the gallery, give us the address and how to find it.
It's 120 North 8th Street. We're about a block north of the courthouse across the road from the Mayfield Messenger. We're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4:30 and Saturday from 10 until 1. We're closed on Sunday and Monday.
I'm speaking with Shane Gregory. He's the director of the Ice House Gallery in Mayfield. Breathe New Life is an exhibit displaying through July 26th. It's all from art made from recycled and repurposed materials. Shane, thanks so much for taking a few moments with me today on Sounds Good.
All right, thanks a lot.